Top 10 exclusive. We are the internet, yeah, bitch.
Top 10 podcast. We're joined today by he's called the 16-year-old prodigy from Lexington, hey. Kentucky. 408 Darwin. And also accompanied by your boy. Let's intro him real quick.
Benji, it's my brother.
Benji. Yeah, Benji from the Bronx. Yes, sir. Yeah, there
Benji,
you go.
You call NL Star. Benji with an X. Okay. Yep.
There you go.
A whole bunch of different names. Yeah.
Respect. So you guys landed yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
You scammed your way here. Shout out to you.
Scam CSA.
Yeah, shout out to
biggest scammer.
And you know, I just think like in terms of where you come from, like Lexington, Kentucky, we gotta expand on the region.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because I've talked to a lot of rappers from a lot of cities. Very few people I've talked to from Kentucky.
Yeah.
So give me some of the background on where you're from.
I mean, Lexington, Kentucky, you know, it's small compared to like places like this, like LA, you know, like other states, Atlanta and all that. Like Lexington, Kentucky, you know, it's small like compared to other states, but in Kentucky, you know, it's big.
Yeah,
I mean, we got Louisville and then Lex. Them's the cities. Them cities, everything going on.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it's happening.
Yeah, Lexington. I mean, for us, it's a cool city. Like it's smooth. It's not too crazy.
Yeah,
you know, we got our fair share. You know, the streets and all that.
Yeah,
I think we can spend on that later. But
yeah,
you know, it's chill. If I'm you, a lot of greenery around.
Yeah,
but it's not like when you think of Kentucky, you think of the country. You think, you know, it's farms and pastures. Nah. We're just a normal city. You feel me?
Well, there's people like Johnny Depp is from Kentucky. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, nah.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean,
Hold up. Wait, you said nah.
Yeah,
nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Johnny Depp is from Kentucky.
Nah, yeah. I know that shit.
So there's like people come out of Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of music, right? Like rappers, like who was around that you were into growing
Lexington,
up?
Locally, no.
Straight out of Lexington. You know what I'm saying?
Bro. Like, even right now, like people who have recognition in the game right now, the only two people I can think of from Lexington, Kentucky is Ruby Rose.
Right.
And
shout
then Punch Made Dove.
Yeah. Like, shout out to
they
them.
They got big. Shout out to all them.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but not locally.
But they don't do what you do.
Yeah, no, nobody.
Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they don't do what you do. So definitely. I feel like you occupy a very special space.
Definitely, I appreciate that.
In the game, God, I've been listening to your shit like nonstop. Yeah. So we'll get into the music for sure. Yeah. But I want to kind of like to put a bow on the Kentucky thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot of family there. Was it just you and your moms? No,
my whole family's there. Like, I got family. You know, I grew up on the east side of Lexington. So,
okay.
Like Easton, all my family was there. All my peoples, all my pops people. So, you feel me? I had people to grow up around.
A lot of family. Around.
Yeah, a lot of family. Yeah. You feel me?
Anybody like writing bars like you or making music? Like, was
my pops didn't rap, but he like beatbox. Like, he was like low key a professional beatboxer. And then my granddad, R.I.P. Bruce. He was a keyboard player in the band, and that's like my first venture and interest into music. I used to go over his crib and play keyboard. He let me know.
Do you remember him playing keyboard and shit?
Yeah, I remember that. That's like my most vivid memories.
Wow.
You feel me?
So you go over there and just like fuck around.
Yeah. I go in there legit. He be sitting on a, cause he had like the, you know, the air tubes and shit.
Yeah.
He had the air tubes. He just sit on his couch or on his bed in his room.
But he could still play.
He have his keyboard propped right up every time. I go in there, sit with him, bro. He taught me how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb and some all types of other shit.
Holy shit. Hey, that's a real musician.
I'm
saying? Like, even really, despite all the shit, no matter how old he is, whatever, he's like, I'm fucking playing, bro.
No, music was his whole life.
He's doing it.
Whole life. That's his whole, that his whole life.
So that makes sense that it trickled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it definitely trickled down.
Yeah, it comes down to you.
Yeah, for sure.
And Pop's, like, beatboxing is a huge, that's a huge part of, like, hip-hop.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Is.
That's a huge, you know, so like, is he still? Can he still beatbox? And shit?
I mean, my pops passed.
Oh, R.I.P. Pops. Know, yeah.
Nah, he was always cool with the beatboxing.
Yeah.
Shit. And I mean, he used to joke like, I just see him going around beatboxing everywhere, and he's telling me how like my granny used to be mad at him going around and beatboxing all the time. You feel me? And so.
But he was nice with it. Like
he was cool. My pops was the coldest beatboxer.
That shit is not. People might think that shit's easy. It's not easy.
You know, I tried that shit.
That shit is impossible, bro. Yeah. It's so hard.
It's hard.
You actually look goofy trying to beatbox.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you can actually do it, that's like an art in and of itself.
Yeah, he was cold with the beats. You know, like, actually, at one point, me and my pops had a conversation about, you know, him being a producer and me rapping. Because he knew I wanted to rap. Like, shit. He wasn't really on board with the idea of me rapping in the first place. But sometimes be like, you know, I'll be the producer, you rap. And we never got a chance to do that, but yeah.
Damn, R.I.P. Pops, man. Yeah, that's
definitely
awful.
Definitely R.I.P. Vince. Yeah.
So that means you knew early on that you wanted to do this shit.
Oh, I knew since elementary school. Man, no cap, third grade.
Tell me about that. Like, what was the, in third grade, what happened? Like, how did you get put on? Like,
what? Because music, like, you know, I ain't, like, my family, it was, I would go through a little something, man, like, even back then in elementary school, and music was always something I could put on and, you feel me, just vibe to. Every time we riding around East, my mom was putting on all the old music, you feel me? Like Maria by Santana or like some Nelly. We listen to Nelly. We listen to
shout out to moms. That's crazy.
We listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like,
yeah, shout out Bone.
So I'm always loving the rap shit.
Yeah.
See, my, like, they really ain't let me get onto new age rap because they ain't want me to sway into a bad, like, all that.
Yeah.
But definitely, I was just.
But they put you on some classics.
Yeah, music. Yeah. Classics. Yeah. And that's got my first venture into it because I learned what rapping was.
Yeah.
After I learned what rapping was in like third grade, man, I sit in there write bars. And like, I'm in class writing bars. I'm like, just it was ass. Like, it was some bullshit, but.
But it's still bars.
That was my first. I used to go around in the lunchroom and be like, y'all trying to hear this? And everybody was like, he's rapping. He's rapping. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's back when I was in elementary school, that's when rap was really like.
Yeah.
That's when the new age rap was really bussing.
So
I knew all the way back then. And then going up, I kind of, because I was never really thinking of that as an actual career. I was doing it for fun.
Right.
Because my real main interest was always school. Like,
right.
I was heavy on school.
What were you like? Like, what did you fuck with? Like, English, like math? Like, what was your shit?
I mean, all the subjects, but I mean, English and math was my top. And math, definitely, I was low-key a prodigy in that.
Yeah.
Like, we had standardized tests and stuff, and I was acing my classes.
Fucking.
Yeah, they was trying to put me upgrades when I was in elementary school, and my pops didn't let them type shit, but.
Holy shit.
Yeah, nah. I had some crazy scores in school on math and reading and stuff like that. And then after I got out of elementary school and middle school, that's when I really got the hyperdrive on school shit. Because I went to a whole different program. It's called Leestown Pre-Engineering. It was like for some shit not everybody getting accepted to.
Oh, shit.
And you feel me? So I'm in there doing the classes. In sixth grade, it's called a MAP test.
Yeah.
My MAP test, I had the highest score out of my whole school.
Holy shit.
Like, all the way up to the eighth graders, I had the highest score. You feel me?
That's so
like,
insane, bro.
Rap really wasn't, I wasn't thinking of it as a career because I wanted to be a neurologist, like a brain
Holy
scientist.
Shit.
Because my pops had seizures. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so he had seizures and this is one of my earliest memories. I had told him like I want to be a brain doctor. He told me what that was, and that's why I strive to.
To be a neurologist.
But at the same time, I'm over here listening to X and Juice, and I'm just I'm making music, and I'm loving music. I'm writing on my own shit. I have like my Google Docs on my computer is just filled with songs. Like hundreds of songs. So,
well, it's funny because I feel like if you felt so, like, you know, drawn to making music, right, for so long, it probably was like an outlet for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it was.
It was cool. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I fuck with all these new rappers. I want to be a rapper.
Yeah, nah.
It was like you had to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you got to write shit, like, if you're sitting there writing shit in Google Docs, you got to get that shit out.
Nah, definitely, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was some shit that was bottled in, you know, my childhood, all that. Like,
100%.
Problems with me, my family, my moms, my pops, and all
everything,
that.
Everything, yeah.
And it wasn't even only rap, though. Like, I still listen to country. Like, country was big. My mom plays mad country.
So is that like a big, is that, that's obviously big in Kentucky, I'm assuming.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It definitely is. Yeah. Not really in the community I was growing up into.
Yeah,
so like,
but you see, we be in Kentucky as a whole.
Yeah, we be in the hood. Yeah. We be in the hood. My pop sitting out on the porch, like just looking thug and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing some country music, just bumping it on the block and shit. I'm like, you feel me? So that's what I grew up in.
That's crazy though, because that means you get like, you kind of get a lot of influence.
I'm grateful as fuck. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I think that kind of shapes you. And I feel like
definitely did.
Your music, like, we were literally just talking about this shit before we started the show. You're 16, bro. Yeah. But your music doesn't sound like you're 16.
I appreciate that.
You don't have, and I feel like, I understand that, because when I was 13, I was 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a fucking crazy childhood, you know? And that shit kind of shapes you. It matures you. It gives you like responsibility that other kids don't feel. You know what I'm saying? That is like kind of the first step to becoming an artist, becoming creative, you know?
Yeah.
Getting that outlet. So like, for you, when do you feel like you made your first song? Like, were you like trying to record shit on the laptop, or like, How did it work?
Or do you mean like writing or actually recording?
Like recording.
Recording? All right.
Yeah.
So that goes back in the story of how I met him. You feel me? I met him freshman year. I met him freshman year and then.
In Kentucky?
In Kentucky. It's at Henry Clay, our school.
Yeah.
He came up to me. We started bullying and all that. And I remember one day on the bus, I had told him, he was like, I'll rap. You feel me? Like, I'll be rapping. I spit something for him. He's like, bro, I got a gaming set up. Like, come record. I'm like, bet. You feel me? Because I really wanted to record. Like, I wanted to. At that point, when I got into high school, that's when I kind of realized I kind of didn't fuck with school. I was just doing it because I thought I had to.
Because it was school. Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing it because I thought I had to. And I really wanted to do music, but I never took that leap.
Right.
And then I went over his crib. He has this, he had a Crack FL set up.
Shout out to bro.
Crack Fruity Loop setup, man. You already
know. Shout out to Benji.
We was in there on a gaming mic. We was in there on a gaming mic, bro. And our first song we ever made, it was on some like on a Tokyo's Revenge like hard dark trap beat.
Yeah.
And it's like I think I still have the video, but you know, we was just in there and we recorded it. Fucking I recorded hell. Like 5 minutes, you feel me?
Yeah.
And this nigga's over here like, damn, nigga, like I didn't know you was really tough with it, like,
yeah,
like that for real. And then we made that first shit, and like I keep going over his crib, like damn near it was like every couple of days for a grip, and we just kept making music. And then at that time, I also kind of started getting recognition from like my school a little bit, because I do freestyles on the bus and on the bleachers after school, and
people were like taking notice. Like,
yeah, no, they were seeing
I can rap.
They were seeing I was tough with it, but I still wasn't. Even in that, I still wasn't doing the street shit.
Right.
I wasn't doing no trap flows.
Right.
And so not everybody was feeling it, but the people who realized, like, really respect rap, they fucked with it.
Right.
You feel me? And then, but we never dropped any of the songs we made on that. We never dropped any of the songs we made on our shit. Like, it was just some throwaways. Like, some of them was tough. I remember I had one talk called Take K for President. And that shit was tough as fuck. And then we never dropped any of that. Because first of all, I didn't know how to drop shit.
Yeah,
I
mean, right.
So we just recording.
I think it was also like the quality of it. Like,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You're doing a gaming mic, you said, yeah.
No, actually, it was a Scarlett like setup mic.
Oh.
That my mom's boyfriend had got me.
Like, shout out to that's sick.
Because I was like, yo, before I met him, I really wanted to do music too.
Uh-oh. Talking to Mike, sorry.
Before I had met him, I was like. Like I said, I wanted to do something with social media.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how much of an impact music really had, like in my childhood especially.
Right.
I was always listening to music.
Yeah.
So I had told him about that because he was he was like a club owner.
Yeah.
And he actually brought me to this concert where like I was with ESTG. So like, I got to see him right there, like right in front of me, because he owned the club.
That's you feel crazy.
Me? But he got me a Scarlett like microphone, like with the audio interface.
Yeah, yeah,
and everything that comes with it, like with the mic and everything. And I set it up, and I would just like,
bro, that's all you need.
Record here and there. Yeah, yeah. And
that's all you need.
But it was really, I think the reason why we didn't really drop it is because of the quality, especially like,
yeah,
there was no effects on the voices or anything, and I didn't.
It was a rough recording,
I didn't know what I was doing. Like even when he at first came to my house that day, when I told him like let's record something, I didn't know what I was doing for real. Like I just had
Cracked
FL Studio, and I was just recording. Like I was like, damn, and we couldn't even save the projects either. Like every time we made something, if anything,
that's
went
how cracked
wrong,
it was.
Yeah, if anything went wrong, there was no getting that file back or anything.
Of course.
So it was really like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, bro. I mean, that's the thing is, you kind of had that ability to, you know, hey, let's open this door.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens.
Yeah, that's why I still credit this nigga for everything that's happened, bro. Like, no matter what, bro, if he wouldn't have came with me that day, I probably wouldn't have taken music seriously. But I actually started recording and realized how fun it was. You feel me?
Yeah.
And even though like the shit we made, like audibly, it wasn't great.
Right.
That shit still banged. Like,
still goes.
If I dropped that shit today,
it would go
niggas
up.
Would fuck with you. You feel me? So. Yeah, and I remember, like, we never dropped any of that shit, but then I remember his mom stopped letting me come over. It was like, for this reason or the other, but it stopped letting me come over, and I was like, damn, I still want to record. And I remember I was playing Minecraft on my fucking PlayStation, like, sitting down on the couch just one day with one of my niggas. And I'm like, BandLab. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I have seen this shit on TikTok. Oh. I'm like, BandLab.
Yeah. So BandLab.
Same night, I pull up a Baby Keem beat. I pull up a Baby Keem beat. It's like some soft melodic shit. I have some AirPods. Like I had just had AirPods. Like, cause I never had any Apple products. Like when I was growing up.
Right.
I had just got an iPhone and AirPods because I came up on some bread, and then after I came up on some bread, I got that shit. And I made that shit on my my AirPods, like under a cover.
So Band Lab with the AirPods.
Band Lab AirPods.
Under a cover.
With the AirPods. And I made a song called Lost Souls, right? That's and I was hard. Like, I dropped it the same night. I'm like, let's just see what happens. I wake up to 10,000 streams on that motherfucker on SoundCloud.
Holy shit.
I'm like, what? I'm like, hold on. And then I'm like, let me start promoting this shit on TikTok. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that shit started going up. Lost Souls kept going up. I'm like, I need to keep making music.
Yeah.
I'm telling this thing, I'm excited. I'm like, bro, I got 10,000 streams on this motherfucker.
Holy shit.
And then, yeah. Like, I kept dropping music. I dropped a song called Yu-Gi-Oh! I think that's still on my SoundCloud. It's one of my oldest songs. Passed my quota and then it kept going
we'll
up.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Passed my quota. It
kept,
fire. Yeah.
It kept going up.
So far.
And it kept going up.
That's just so
my crazy. Streams kept going up and I like people from my school was recognizing it was like, oh, I heard your shit. I'm like, what? And so I kept marketing on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the final step of the come up was me making Move to Work.
Right.
Me making
Which is
Move
like
to Work.
Another fucking
yeah.
Incredible song.
Man, I was playing Fortnite with my nigga. I was playing Fortnite. Like, no cap. I was upstairs in my mama's room playing Fortnite because I took that bitch up there. And then I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm making all this melodic shit, but it's not lyrical. And I really grew up listening to lyrical rappers.
Right.
And so I want to show these niggas I can
you can do this.
Spit.
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to all my music I listen to. I'm like, none of these niggas can spit.
Right.
And so I'm like, yeah, let me just throw some lyrical shit on this. I recorded it, like, while I'm still sitting there playing Fortnite. Dropped it the same night at 8 o'clock. Posted a TikTok at the same time. I woke up to that TikTok with 1 million views.
Holy shit.
And moved to work at like 20,000 streams overnight. I'm like, damn,
bro. Bro, that's fucking nuts.
And I still didn't think it was going to be nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I go to school that same day. And I go to two schools. So like, I go to my main school is Henry Clay. And then it's a place called Locust Trace. And I go to like, I go to learn in mechanics and engineering and shit like over there.
Wow.
And then I went to the Locust Trace and I'm sitting here walking around refreshing my SoundCloud.
Look at the numbers.
I'm like, this motherfucker is going up 10,000 every time I refresh.
Holy shit.
That shit was crazy.
That was
the start.
I gotta take this shit really serious. Like
that was when I called this thing. I'm like, yo. I'm like, bro. And then a couple days after that, I get my first verified account hit me up on Instagram.
Wow.
I'm like, I got on a phone call with him. He's like, I'm from Columbia Records, yada yada. I'm like, okay. That same day, while I'm in school, bro, so many labels.
Holy
I'm like, and I look
shit.
At Move to Work because I hadn't looked at it. I think it was like 300,000 streams. Holy I'm like, nigga, I gotta drop this shit on Spotify.
Yeah. You have to do it the right way, all that shit. Yeah.
I found a DistroKid.
Wow.
I found out how to do DistroKid. I dropped that shit. And yeah,
holy
it was over
shit.
With, man.
I want to talk more about the music, but before we do that, I want you to tap the wheel. So hold up one second.
Tap the wheel, what's that?
I'll show you right now. So this shit is like, basically you spin this three times.
Yeah.
Different shit happens on each tile.
Okay.
We'll explain it as you go through it, but just spin it.
All right, cool. Awesome.
You get three spins. Let's see what happens. Is that on the camera or you want it to be straighter? Is it good? All right, go ahead. Give it a better spin,
better
bro.
Spin. I don't want to break nothing.
No, that's cool. Spin it like you're at a carnival. All
right, for you.
Would you rather? All right. So I'm going to ask you a would you rather question. Let's see. Oh, this is crazy. All right. So would you rather have telekinesis, like you can move shit with your mind?
Yeah.
Or telepathy, you could read minds?
Oh, telepathy.
Telepathy?
Automatically, bro. Like,
bro, no.
Man, why
the fuck? Benji, come on. What would you do?
Yo, that's crazy to me. That's wild to me.
I can't. The thing is, I feel like telepathy would drive me fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's why.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I could, like, I don't want to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that.
Well, I'm saying, like, what's really the benefit of moving shit with your head? Like,
it's tight.
Is you gonna be like, are you planning to be a superhero with that type shit?
Hell yeah.
I mean, really, with your power, you're really just a human lie detector.
And that's what I want to be, bro. I want to like. Imagine
trying
being
to
able
suss
to,
out these bitches. He needs to make sure they're not lying.
Bro, suss out these hoes. Like anybody trying to snake you, nigga. You like you can't. I already
they
know
can't.
What you're thinking,
you're
bro.
You're unsnakeable.
Like there's been so many like happenings in my past where if I had that shit,
yeah, what
like, I
would have
been
you.
Custom niggas off. Yeah, nah, definitely.
I respect that.
One. That.
That's a good move. But I do feel you on the telekinesis.
I feel you like
because I feel like it would just be fun. You know what I'm saying? Like
the party tricks would be wild.
Facts. My head's loud enough. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. I don't need to hear.
I feel it on that one. For sure.
All right, spin it. You get two more spins.
All right, bet.
Let's see what he gets. Cop or drop?
Oh, cap or no cap.
Cap or no cap. All right. Kentucky is underrated. Cap or no cap?
Music-wise?
Kentucky. I won't even.
No cap.
No cap.
Music-wise, no cap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Underrated. But underrated what about, well. Okay, what about as a state? Overrated?
No, nah, it's over. It's mid. I don't even think it's overrated.
It's mid?
Like, niggas don't rate Kentucky. Like,
right.
It's a mid-ass place, bro. Like, it's mid as fuck. Like, I wouldn't imagine that. Being this nigga and, like, he lived in so many different places. And, like,
right.
Then coming to Kentucky, like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were from the Bronx, fuck. You said, right?
Yeah.
And then you ended up. Okay.
Before I came to Kentucky, I was in Hawaii.
Holy shit. Yeah. So you've been all over, bro. That's crazy. Without an ID. Shout out to you.
Without an ID.
That's wild. All right, you're getting one more spin.
All right, but.
That's awesome.
I got Would You Rather again. You want to sit again?
No, yeah, spin again.
Cool.
Fuck that. No repeats.
I got a blank tile.
All right, spin again.
All right, cool. Third time.
Just blank, yeah, spin again. Why do you spin till you get a new one?
Another Would You Rather, bro.
Go again.
It's tripping.
Have Benji spin it.
Top three DOA.
Oh, shit. What's top that? Three dead or alive. So you can do, I know, it's hard. So you can do like top three rappers if you want to.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You could also do like maybe top three albums. You could do like.
You got that song On My Own.
Yeah. You
talking, you
list your favorite. Yeah. I mean, you can do, bro, I let people do what they want. I had some guy come on here and tell me his favorite. Artists like Van Gogh and fucking painters. Oh,
that's tough though. That's a good spin on that bit. Yeah.
I didn't even say shit. I just said give me your top three dead or alive. So whatever you
top
want.
Top three dead or alive.
That's what's it's in your hands, bro.
That's hard, bro. Like,
I know.
I'm not gonna speak for every. I'm not gonna speak for like the greatest rappers. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
The most impactful. I wouldn't even say my favorite. The most impactful in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Was Eminem.
Shout out him.
X.
Shout out X.
R. And Juice.
Shout out RIP Juice. Too,
RIP Juice, man. Like
crazy.
Those are the three most impactful artists in my entire lifetime. You feel me?
I respect that. That's definitely. That's a strong fucking top three.
Man,
that's crazy. All right, so I'm going to get into the music. So basically, I went on like a Spotify fucking, like, I don't even know what to call it. Like I started listening to everything you have on Spotify.
Yeah.
And then I saw, I'm gonna literally pull it up for you. So I saw Darwin's first EP. Yeah. That was 22.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that shit, Darwin's intro, Call to Attention, fucking fire.
Oh, that was made on my phone. All of it made on my
That's
phone.
All. Is that band, all from?
All from
Band Lab. Bro, that project.
These kids are fucking,
hey,
that's insane.
On my AirPods, I didn't have a mic. I was in my AirPods.
That's
I was on my
all
AirPods,
on AirPods?
Like, all on, bro.
AirPods is like
normal headphones.
Bro, rappers are slacking, bro.
But I'm every time I feel like I'm recording,
motherfuckers need $1 million studios to make trash.
Wait,
you're man. Making gold on AirPods.
Hey,
bro.
This
doesn't even make sense.
I had everything I needed though. I had my way to record, man.
Yeah.
I had my inspiration, and then I had my producer. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, I got a shout out. Girl Next Door, GND.
Girl Next Door, okay.
Fire fucking producer, like an essential part of my come up for me. Most of those beats was from
that's all from Girl Next Door.
Majority of it.
She Don't Like That, Over You. I mean,
is Over You? I think that's a YouTube beat.
Fire. Yeah. So that's what I started with. So yeah. I started listening from there.
Right,
and then I worked my way up to Eastside, fire. I want to talk about Move the Work for sure.
Yeah.
But past my quota, who made that fucking beat?
That's a
Do
YouTube,
you even remember? Like,
bro, that's a YouTube beat.
That's a YouTube
that's
beat.
That's a YouTube beat.
So
I remember,
shout out YouTube.
I'd either get my beats from GND, Girl's Door, or I'd look on YouTube like the whole time.
All of them.
It's all of them. Like most, like
Holy
YouTube. Like
shit. They Made Me Rap Again.
They Made Me Rap Again. That's new. That's newer. That's newer.
So what was that? Who produced that though?
Who produced that? Wait. That's another YouTube
Was that a YouTube beat?
It's YouTube beat, yeah.
Crazy. So as far as like past my quota, give me the like backstory on that song. Do you remember like the moment you made that?
Bro, I was on my mom's bed. Like, I was, like, my mom was at work. I was sitting up there because I used that to watch my brothers and shit. So
yeah,
I was up there. I was chilling, listening to beats. All I did was listen to beats. Like, I made that song like what, 10 minutes? Like
one take?
Like I was on BandLab. Like on BandLab, you gotta, you know, you gotta record different parts on different.
Yeah, you have different.
It's, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then yeah, I made that shit, and I was like, I remember I listened to the beat. I'm like, this on me, it's part of my quota. I'm sipping. I'm like, oh shit. Duh. I'm leaving that thing with soda. And I'm like, all right, bet. And then, yeah.
Yeah, the way you recorded Yoda, like when it comes in, I love that part. That's my favorite part.
That's a whole different story.
What is it, Papa Green?
Venus probably grinning made me feel like Yoda.
But Yoda comes in like,
but that's a whole,
it was recorded separately.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Crazy.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
I fucking love that.
The reason that happened is because I had made past my quota,
yeah,
and it was a whole different lyric. I said, I popped me a bean, it's probably grinning, made me feel like floating. And then I posted it on TikTok, because TikTok was my main marketing shit.
Yeah.
And then all the comments is like, yo, say Yoda. It was like, I'm like, say
so
Yoda.
So you just change it?
And I'm like, that's hard as fuck. It's like hard. Three niggas saying Yoda. I'm like, all right, but I changed that shit. I couldn't get it to sound right at all.
No, that's why it's fire though.
Hey, niggas were saying that. I used to hate it.
No,
I hated
it. That made it better. That made it 10 times better.
Hey, much love. I appreciate that.
Because I was listening, I was like, damn, he's like switching up flows. Like he's fucking around. Like,
yeah, for sure.
This is crazy. And then like I hear the Yoda thing and I'm like, damn, all right, this song is insane. Like what the fuck is going on? It's amazing.
I actually think the reason Yoda sounded like that is because I accidentally didn't put my preset on while I was recording, bro. I swear to God, that's got to be why.
Okay, but
it's fire either way. Appreciate it.
It's
man.
Perfect. It's perfect for everything that it is. You feel me? Like all of it. So I think like, so let's go to Move the Work.
Move the Work.
So Move the Work, 10 out of 10. Explain the song. Tell me that. Give me the backstory, some history.
I mean, yeah, like I said earlier, bro, I was playing Fortnite with my niggas and I'm like, I should really show these niggas I can spit.
Right.
Because I always want to be a lyrical artist. I didn't want to be in a trap lane or anything like that. So
right.
Even though I fucking love trap music and I still make trap music, like I got trap on release.
Right.
And so I'm like, let me show these niggas I can rap. I make that shit in what, like, I made that shit in like 8 minutes, bro.
Right.
I pull up I said XXXTentacion / Joey Badass type beat.
That's it.
It's the top beat. It's got like a million views. I'm like, it's called Nerves.
Wow.
I listen to this motherfucker. I'm like, damn, that shit's hard.
That's all I need.
And Lil Wayne, oh shit, bro, I fucked
top
up my
top three.
I'm saying
right, top four. Put Lil Wayne in.
Wayne is top.
Yeah.
Like
goat.
Number one for
goat.
Me.
Yeah.
Wayne is the goat for me, and I don't know why the fuck I didn't think of that, but
you're on the spot, bro. Man.
Yeah, so I was just thinking like 6 foot, 7 foot.
Yeah,
because I love
six
that song.
Foot,
so
7 foot, eight
spun
foot,
the block like eight times. So I'm just sitting here legit. Like when I make songs, bro, I just put on the beat and I already hear lyrics.
Crazy.
It's just in my head, and so I spit it. And I keep making it, bro. It's like, it's a fast process. Not trying to talk to my own talent, but just my process of like,
that's how it works.
How
for
much
you.
Music is engraved
right,
in it, bro.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Well, if you think about the earlier, we were talking about the Google Docs.
Yeah.
Right. So you've been wired to fucking just be writing.
Definitely.
So it doesn't matter if it's happening on a pen and paper.
Yeah.
If you're punching in off your fucking head. Or if it's like in a Google Doc, this is what you've been doing. So at some point, you're just programmed to think that way.
Exactly.
You're just
exactly.
fucking.
That's the best way I heard it explained.
You hear a beat, you're like, oh shit.
That's exactly.
You already
my process,
know
bro.
All the fucking bars that are gonna come.
Definitely.
Because you just been doing that. Yeah. That's like who you are now.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I think like it's pretty crazy because we got to talk about how you ended up getting signed.
Like I was.
Let's dive into that.
Like I was saying earlier in that. After I dropped Move to Work, bro, a couple days later, I got, my Instagram kept blowing up. And like, I'm only at like 2,000 followers at the time. Like, my TikTok is the main thing that's blowing up.
Yeah.
I'm getting millions of views on TikTok for like these fucking dancing GIFs I posted with my lyrics on them. Like, and then my streams is going up at the same time. So I'm like, I'm not expecting nothing. I'm like, all right, yeah, I got a song that's blown up. I really didn't think nothing of it.
Right.
I started getting hit by labels, like mad late. I had like 5 labels in a week. I took like 2 of the label calls while I was in class, and my teacher, Mr. Parham, shout out Mr. Parham, no cap.
Shout out
Mr. Parham. I told him like, bro, like you know how I said I was dropping music? I'm getting called by a label right now. I gotta dip. He's like, go ahead.
Wow.
I hit it. I'm like, yo. That same night when I was after that, talking to the label, $100,000 deal right there. Wow. And I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, like, bro, I'm, like, nigga, I'm broke as shit, bro. Like, I've always been broke. And it's like,
I need this. You feel me? Yeah.
I'm like, but then I'm thinking, I saw my mama, because my mama and my dad, they always knew I did music. They really didn't support it, though.
Right.
Like, they always knew I wanted to do music because they're like, bro, you're the top of your class. Why do you want to rap? Like, that's such a.
Remember the fucking test in sixth grade? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're going to be a brain doctor, you know?
Exactly. That's what they thought.
Yeah, like, and you can't
do this shit. They didn't know how tough I was with it. I'm telling my mom, I'm like, yo, peep this. $100,000 deal from this label right now for this song I'm going to show you right now.
Right.
And she's like, okay. But I knew a lawyer because at the same time, labels sent me up, lawyers sent me up. So I called one of the lawyers who hit me up. I'm like, yo, look over this shit.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, that deal's mid, bro. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm not going to take it. It's $100,000 on my plate right now. I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You're smart because you had it checked.
I keep getting offers from RCA, APG. Like, I'm not even going to name all the names. I don't know the legality of that. But anyways, I'm like, I'm getting deals.
You're fucking smart.
I'm getting.
Said I don't know the legality.
I don't know, so I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna keep talking.
Fuck them. We can say what we want on this show. I don't really care. I feel you. Label owns us. It's me and that dude.
Yeah. Fire. Best way to do that shit, man.
Yeah, you do it on your own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, I'm just getting mad deals. I'm getting offers, like, and I didn't even. That's actually how I got to LA first, was because a label flew me out, and I met with them, and I went and met with another one.
Yeah.
And then those are the two labels I narrowed it down to, you know, like I had my lawyer.
Yeah.
And it's a Jonathan. Jonathan right there.
One thing I didn't mention
is, bro, he's been with me since I dropped that first song I was talking about, Lost Souls. Wow. He hit me up.
Wow.
And I'm like,
Jonathan has a good ear.
W mess, bro. Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
And yeah, wow. It's a bidding war between the labels, bro. And like I'm out in LA, I'm coming and meeting them. I didn't even take the big. I got offered a bigger deal. I didn't take that shit. I took what I thought would be smartest for me.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's because you had all that shit evaluated.
Yeah.
You know, you made the right call.
Exactly.
Based on all the advice you got.
Exactly.
Definitely. I feel like I'm glad you actually talked about that, because I feel like I've talked to so many, you know, millions of artists, big, small, in between, that take crazy deals.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's not always the best deal.
Yeah. Nah,
it's just not.
I couldn't do that.
You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like, to have the freedom to create the way you want to create, and to also be able to like get bread and, you know, sustain your lifestyle, and then take care of your family ultimately, right? I feel like that's the best way to do it.
Definitely.
So it's like you build towards that shit, you know?
Yeah.
As far as the music, what can we talk about that you have coming? Because I know you've been here working and shit, right?
Yeah.
So how much music?
I'm gonna just say every
is
time
bubbling under the surface.
Hey, bro.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I got you. I'm going to just say, last time I came to LA, I left this bitch with 60 songs. It was a week.
Holy shit.
Left that motherfucker with 60 songs. My vault, like at my label right now.
Yeah.
Crazy. Got to be over 100, man. And it's all bangers. It's not no throwaways. It's all bangers. Yeah. You feel me? And like, what we just dropped, like the songs I dropped recently, they were supposed to be EP, like Get to the Money, They Made Me Rap Again, Bliss. But we just started dropping those as singles. I got a song called Dead Men.
Yeah.
You know, Darwin X Dreamville coming. You feel me? The Dreamville. That's coming on October 12th.
Fire.
That motherfucker's a banger. It's going to be a movie.
Holy shit.
And after that, you know, I'm right now, while I'm in LA, I'm working on my next mixtape. It's going to be my second actual like mixtape in the industry. Like my first was opening statements. I don't know if you peeped that.
Yeah.
Opening statements, I'm coming for heads on this.
There's
one.
There's a lot of shit coming.
Yeah.
Now, what about performing? Have you like gotten to perform any of this shit yet?
My first performance, it was in Newport, Kentucky.
Okay.
And actually my homie, shout out Renacito, he's another fire rapper.
Yeah.
And he brought me up. He's like, bro, you want to come slide and perform me?
Holy
and
shit.
And we had a song called 100 Bands, I think. It's like 10 bands, 100 bands on my on one of my tapes. I think it's Darwin's World.
Yeah.
And I came and performed with him, bro. The promoter dude who was doing the show, he's like, bro, y'all got to come again. Y'all brought the most people. You feel me? That was my first time performing, bro. We was lit on that
motherfucker.
Packed
it out.
Like,
we was
lit. And then, that's my only performance so far.
But how does that feel? Do you feel like that's something you love just as much as making music?
I love performing.
The live performance.
Actually, on the note of performing, I got a show I'm doing with your stepdad, you know, the artist, his name's your stepdad. Yep. October 9th, you feel me? I'm opening up for him. Come see my bro, he's the toughest lyrical rapper out right now.
Wow. Where's that, in LA?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, shit, at the Echo. All right, this is dropping. Is this dropping Friday? When is this dropping? I don't know when it's dropping. I think it's dropping next Friday. So We'll promote this shit. That's either crazy.
Way. Yeah. Nah, but on the 9th, I'm opening up for my bro.
Feel me? Wow.
Shout out Stepdad for letting me have that opportunity. You feel me? We gonna pack that motherfucker out.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Fuck yeah. And so in terms of drop dates, like, do you have any like music dropping soon that we can talk about?
October 12th, Deadman. That's gonna be a movie. I'm telling you, that's one of my it's one of my best, like, my best lyrical performances, storytelling wise. You know, I got a Dreamville artist on it.
Crazy.
Mad fire.
Crazy.
And then other than that, dates wise, I'm just booling right now. You know?
Yep.
I'm gonna let you know it's definitely a mixtape coming soon.
Yeah.
Definitely an EP.
That shit's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. That's all amazing, I can say is it's coming.
Perfect.
Soon.
If I want people to like stay tapped in with you, is it TikTok or what? Where do you want people to go? Instagram? Everything?
If you want to stay most tapped in with me, it's my Instagram. My Instagram actually, it grew like, I just hit 40,000 followers.
Shit, shout out to you.
Nigga, I was at 6,000 like 2 months ago.
Man. You were at 2 before you fucking dropped it.
Yeah, man, like, so I just hit 40. Going up. Definitely hit my Instagram, hit my TikTok. That's where I promote most of my music. You want to hear some release shit? At 408 Darwin. On everything.
Spelled regular.
Darwin. 408 Darwin. Yeah.
D-A-R-W-I-N.
That's what it is, yeah.
Perfect. Benji, you want to plug your shit in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Benji the scammer.
About music, bro.
Benji the scammer.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. Let's just call him a scammer. Hey, this nigga, look up a song called Love on YouTube. It's called Love by Onkay. A-U-N-Q-U-A.
200,000 streams, by the way.
He just got 200,000 streams on that motherfucker.
Bro, shout out to bro.
He made on BandLab on his phone. He's crazy.
Crazy.
You feel me? We coming for next.
Yo, first of all, thanks for tapping in, Darwin.
I appreciate you having me here, bro. It's much love.
Of course. You killed it, man.
Feel me?
Thank you guys for tapping in with us. Continue to subscribe. Hit the bell. We're tapping out.
Perfect.